This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday morning, arguing that Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacted Saturday to President Trump's impeachment defense by insisting that they made the case to call witnesses and review more documents. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler said the argument made by the president's defense team that House impeachment managers should have brought the witnesses by now ignores the fact that the president ordered members of his administration not to testify.
Remember, the president gave a blanket order to everyone not to testify. All members of executive agencies, the people who testified in front of the Intelligence Committee, were defying direct orders from the president.
President Trump is accused of abusing his power by asking Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden and then obstructing Congress as it tried to investigate that abuse. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping called a Politburo meeting Saturday to discuss ways to contain the deadly coronavirus. The meeting took place as the new virus stopped all Chinese New Year celebrations for tens of millions of people. Emer McCarthy has more.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. The region is grappling with hundreds of patients affected by the virus in treatment, some of which are critically ill. And the virus is spreading across the world.
That's Emer McCarthy reporting. The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 29, with more than 1,000 people injured. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least 5 buildings reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
4 people were killed after Iraqi security forces raided Baghdad's main protest site on Saturday and tried to eject protesters in the south. Firing live rounds and tear gas, the new push to end the sit-ins and restore order came hours after cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who counts millions of supporters in Baghdad and southern Iraq, said he would halt his involvement in anti-government unrest. Clashes then took place after authorities began removing concrete barriers near Tahrir Square, where anti-government demonstrators have camped out for months. Iran's foreign minister said Saturday his country is not ruling out negotiations with the United States, even after the American drone strike that killed a top Iranian general. Mohammad Javad Zarif told Germany's Der Spiegel magazine that he would never rule out the possibility that people will change their approach and recognize the realities. There's been growing tension between Washington and Tehran since 2018, when President Donald Trump pulled the United States out of the nuclear deal with Iran. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.